With your news flash, I'm Trey Westerberg on Super C Radio.
Brought to you by Progressive.
Three Decorah residents are facing charges following a reported altercation early Sunday morning in Freeport. The Winnesha County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to a Cottonwood Road residence around 1 a.m. after a report of an assault. Kaylin Miller and Kyle Guest were arrested for disorderly conduct, while Dalton Minks was charged with violating a no-contact order. Iowa will receive more than $439,000 as part of an $18 million multi-state settlement with genetic testing company 23andMe. The agreement follows a 2023 data breach that exposed the personal and genetic information of nearly 7 million customers worldwide. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd announced the state's share of the settlement, which comes from 23andMe's bankruptcy estate. The Iowa Attorney General's office has ruled a deputy U.S. Marshal was legally justified in the fatal shooting of a Wapello County man. Investigators say Michael Douglas Zurich charged at officers with a combat-style knife during a June 10th attempt to arrest him on multiple warrants. Officials say Deputy U.S. Marshal Brandon Brown fired twice, striking Zurich, who later died at the scene. The ruling followed an investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says her campaign is working to correct financial reports that overstated contributions by hundreds of thousands of dollars. Rodriguez fired her campaign manager over the weekend and says she is working with compliance officials, the Wisconsin Ethics Commission, and an accountant to investigate the issue. Rodriguez says a mistake involved double counting donations and that addressing the error demonstrates accountability. The CDC reports nearly 7,000 cases of cyclosporiasis across the nation. The foodborne illness causes severe diarrhea, and the agency is investigating to find the sources and prevent further spread. I'm Trey Westerberg with your news flash on Super C Radio.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.